speaking with Stephanie Sanambrogio, and a wonderful set of weeks here for the Cactus Pear Music Festival for 2013. Hard to believe 17 years has gone by, hasn't it?
Yes, I know. It takes just as much work to put it together every year. Some things are more streamlined, that's for sure. But it's been really exciting getting this season together.
Well, after the highs of all the wonderful coffees and caffeine of this last year, you've turned a little more dreamy. Tell us a little bit about Love's Geometry coming up Friday and Saturday.
Well, that's a program with works by Clara Schumann, her husband Robert Schumann, and, of course, Johannes Brahms. And, Brahms is probably one of my favorite composers. In fact, I just recorded the three violin sonatas with Jim Wynn by Brahms. And we're doing the A major piano quartet with Daniel Panner, violist, who's just a wonderful violist from New York. He's played with us a lot in the past, but it's been a few years since we've had an opportunity to have him back to Cactus Pear. He's been really busy with string quartets and other professional engagements. And the Schumann Trios by Robert are the three of those, and we're doing the second one, the F major, which is probably the sunnier of the sunniest of the three. And my trio from UNR, Demetria Topping Cello and James Winnan and myself, will be playing that. And the first piece is a little scherzo by Clara Schumann, which was very well lauded during her time. I mean, they just constantly wanted her to perform her scherzo in D minor for the public. And I wasn't actually familiar with Clara's solo piano works, and so I did some research, and this was one of my favorites. So Jim's going to start the whole festival with that scherzo. So I'm looking forward to that program.
Yeah. On Saturday, there's some modern works with Into the Mystic and some, I think, audience favorites and perhaps some things that will be brand new. How is this to put together?
Well, I have to say I've been on sort of a quest this year and learning a lot of new pieces by composers that are contemporary. And, I mean, I really have quite conservative tastes, I would say, musically. But this year I've just been really enamored by some fantastic composers, many of whom are living. Pierre Gilbert, who is in residence at Rice in Houston, he is actually going to come and work with us on his trio, which we've performed before a couple times. It's just a very gripping, atmospheric piece. It's in two movements. He ended up dedicating it to Mother Teresa, because she passed away while he was writing the second movement, which he entitles Agnus Dei. And it's a really, really powerful, meaningful work. And we're starting the program with that. And then another living composer, Catherine Michelle, who lives in Austin, Texas, she and I have been doing some collaborations over the past few years, and she wrote a really gorgeous short elegy for violin and piano. So she's going to join us, and we're going to play that as well as the Lutoslawski Recitativo and Arioso for violin and piano, another three-minute work. Lutoslawski, this is his centennial. He was born in 1913, so I've been playing a lot of his music over the past season. And then we're finishing the first half with a really wild Arabian waltz, or not really a waltz, it's like a dance, very, very fast, by Abu Khalil, who's a living composer from Lebanon. And it was interesting, I was listening to a CD on Naxos. I was doing some research for the programs, and I just fell in love with this piece. And then I read the program notes in the booklet and realized that the piece is actually written for string quartet. That's what Abu Khalil wrote it for. But that a gentleman named Saruj Klajian, who's an Armenian pianist, wonderful pianist, who actually lives in Fresno these days, and I had met him and performed with him recently, he had done the arrangement. He'd actually done the whole CD. He had produced the CD, which ended up winning the Canada's Juno Award in 2013. So it's like our Grammy, I guess. And so I just thought, oh, my gosh, this is the coolest piece, but I couldn't get my hands on the music because it was actually written for string quartet. So I emailed Sarouche and I said, can you get me these parts? He said, well, I have to redo the violin part, but yes, I will get those to you. So he got them to us just a couple of weeks before the festival, and so it's been really fun putting that together. And then we're finishing with the Messiaen Quartet for the End of Time, which is such a powerful work, you know, a real seminal work of the 20th century. And it was, I'm sure most people know, it was written in, you know, by Messiaen while he was in a prisoner of war camp. And the first performance actually was for the German guards and the prisoners, freezing cold. I'm not even sure the cello had all the strings available, but it's a very, very, very unusual work. And in fact, the Gilbert, when my trio was putting together the Gilbert, I kept thinking of the Messiaen. We first worked on this, I guess, 2 years ago. And so it's interesting that somehow that's how they put the two pieces together on the same program. But they're really wonderful bookends for this Into the Mystic program, I think.
Then Sunday night, week one, rounds out with some guests, the Aeolus String Quartet. Have you heard these guys? And
yes,
we're looking forward to, they have Ravel and all sorts of goodies on their program.
Yeah, they are a really hot young quartet. In fact, I think they were just named Quartet in Residence at Juilliard. They're a very young quartet. I think they just perhaps got their master's degrees. And they're doing a lovely program, starting with a Haydn String Quartet in F major, the Lobkowitz, and then finishing with the Ravel String Quartet in F, which is such an audience favorite. I love that Ravel. It's so beautiful, so colorful, and impressionistic. And then I wanted to have them do some living composers again. I just wanted to have a little bit more of the current, present, contemporary music out there. And so Rachel Shapiro, who's the second violinist in the quartet, she'd sent me a few samplings of different possible repertoire ideas, and I chose the Alexandra Bryant, so again, a female composer, which I would love to have a female composer on a program, called Lady Isabel Was That Kind of Woman. It's a very, very interesting piece where the musicians actually speak at the beginning and throughout the piece. It was inspired by a recording of an Appalachian folk ballad that was found in like the archives of melodies on the Digital Library of Appalachia. And it's an interesting story. It talks about it's a sort of a bluebird story of a lady who's determined to not be the seventh wife lost to a murderous husband. And it's a really, really interesting piece. And it's going to be followed by another contemporary living composer, Dan Visconti, a piece called Black Bend, which I also enjoyed. Like I said, both of these contemporary pieces have stories along with them, and I'm sure the quartet will be, you know, speaking a little bit about these pieces, and I think maybe even Alexandra Bryant, the composer of the second piece, will be present for the concert, so that'll be really great. So this is the second year that we've added an extra program, not just the festival artists preparing a program of music. And we've had this collaboration with the Austin Chamber Music Center, which they have been doing wonderful things in Austin. They bring in such fantastic groups, a real eclectic mix of types of music. And so Michelle Schumann, the artistic director there, and I have been in collaboration the last 2 years. And so we're bringing them from Austin because they're actually going to be in residence at that festival for the summer. So we're very lucky to have them pop over to San Antonio, to Boerne. They're going to be performing on Sunday, July 7th in Boerne at the Methodist Church, 7 p.m.
We're speaking with Stephanie Sant'Ambrogio and talking about the first week of the Cactus Pear Music Festival that gets underway Friday, July 5th. Lots of great things going on with your trio, guest violist, and one of our very own here in San Antonio, Ilya Sternberg, who's going to be there week one and week two.
That's right. I should have mentioned he's the clarinetist, obviously, in the Messiaen Quartet for the End of Time, which finishes the second program, the Saturday night San Antonio program. And then again in the second week, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Okay. We can definitely slip that in.
Okay. So, yes, in the second week, he'll be featured in the Mozart Quintet in A major for clarinet and strings. And he'll also be performing on the final program dreams and prayers in both the Goliath, which is the sort of namesake of the festival this year, the dreams and prayers of Isaac the Blind for klezmer, clarinet, and string quartet. And Goliath is a living Argentinian Jewish composer. And then another little piece that I sort of came upon by accident by Schulman, Alan Schulman, called Rendezvous for clarinet and string quartet. And that was originally written for Benny Goodman, actually. So I don't think Elliot's ever played that before. He'd heard of it, but I don't think he's ever played it. So he has been excited to prepare that with the group. So Dreams and Prayers also is starting with the Gideon Klein String Trio. Klein was a Moravian Jewish composer who was in a concentration camp, and this was actually the last piece that he wrote before he was shipped off to Auschwitz. When he was in the Theresienstadt camp, he was a key figure in the musical life there, and they did allow the musicians to put on concerts. There were quite a few orchestras within this camp. It's just incredibly tragic. And the fact that this was his last piece, it's actually not a morose, sad, tormented piece. It's actually, it has jazzy rhythms. It's quite upbeat. Has a lot of, just very, it's sort of a fun piece with crazy rhythms here and there. But it does not sound like a very sad piece. It's amazing how he brought his life to this piece. So that's what we start with. And then the final piece on Dreams and Prayers is the Korngold String Sextet, which I had never heard before I started doing research for this. I mean, everyone plays the Korngold Violin Concerto, and everyone knows that Korngold was this famous film composer in Hollywood. But the String Sextet is written, it's an early work written in 1916, and it sounds a little like Strauss, a little like Mahler. It's a fantastic, compelling piece, and very difficult score for the sextet. There are lots of tempo changes, it's sort of like a story when you're listening to it. You can really sort of imagine things happening, just the way he was with his movie scores. You know, it's very visual.
Yeah.
So I'm having fun working on that to prepare it for the concerts.
Well, we're looking forward to week one, and we'll catch up with you on week two. It's the Cactus Pear Music Festival, and of course, you have all the information there at cpmf.us, right?
Yes, cpmf.us.
Excellent. Oh, Stephanie, it's great to talk to you.
Thanks for calling.